As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Lil Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Lil Critters gummy vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Lil Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best, and that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Happy New Year, listeners, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. I would first off like to thank all of you guys for what you have done for me and this podcast this past year. Since we launched at the end of the summer, we are almost to 1 million downloads. That means 1 million of you guys have listened to this, which is amazing and blows my mind and tells me so many awesome things. But the thing that it tells me the most is that you guys love this content that I love creating for you. And that just, it's one of the joys of my life. And it is something that is turning into a lot more than just this podcast. And there will be a lot of announcements coming out about that kind of stuff soon. So I'm just so excited about that. And I just wanted to start this podcast out just thanking you guys and inviting you into 2020. With me, we're going to discuss a lot of things this year, and I'm just thrilled to have this platform and to have all of you and to be doing what I really feel like is part of my life's work. So thank you guys so much for joining me on this journey, and let's get started with today's episode. So first off, I would like to thank today's sponsor of the podcast, Smart Cups. You'll hear more about them in the middle of the episode. So let's see, this is going to be the Monday after New Year's. So in my mind, and in a lot of your minds, let me just go through what I think is happening. I am going to be the healthiest I have ever been this year. I'm going to have the best relationships. I'm going to be the best mom. I'm going to be the best friend and student. I'm going to lose 75 pounds. I'm going to get my dream job. I'm going to buy the house of my dreams. I'm really going to get it together in 2020, because not only is it a new year, it is a new decade, and it is a new me. However, the Monday after New Year's Eve and New Year's, and you've just gone through the holidays, you might be having thoughts kind of like this. Oh, shoot. I don't know. Is like gluten-free and keto, is that like something that I'm going to be able to sustain? Does this really work? Like, I literally want to pull my hair out right now because I'm so hungry for sugar. And why did I choose to give up caffeine? Because it's just all too much. Let's just be honest and let's get real. Resolutions, while they are amazing goals, sometimes, if not surrounded by the why of the why we want to lose the weight or the why we need more energy or the why we want the home, these things tend to set us up for, I don't want to say disaster because I'm all for a goal, but they set us up for a little bit of disappointment and they derail us sometimes on the true journey towards our goals. So over Christmas break, we just had the most amazing holiday and we came home for Christmas. And then I had to travel back. It was my cousin's wedding and I had to sing in her wedding. And you know, sometimes like you just feel like things were put in your path for a reason, whether it's a podcast or a book or a person or whatever. This book and the chapter that I happened to read in this book really set me up for what I feel like is going to be the most amazing year ever, 2020. This book is actually Tony Robbins' latest finance book, and it's called Unshakable. However, at the very end of this book, he talks about real wealth. He talks about long-term lasting success, because I'm here to tell you that even if you are one of the like 1% of people who actually is going to achieve that resolution or that goal this year that is grand and awesome and you thought you could never achieve it and you achieve it, a lot of times, whether it's money, whether it's a house, whether it's a spouse, whatever it is, that sounded like Dr. Seuss. If you do not figure out the internal game of happiness, all of these external things will not make you happy. And I know every single person is like, yeah, but you don't really know, because if I got this, I actually really would be happy. I am here to tell you that I was the person that was shaking their head, and then I was the person that achieved things that I thought were like lifelong goals, and I have realized it firsthand myself. It is all an inside game, and it is all part of what he calls a beautiful state. And I'm going to discuss that today because it is so important for you to get yourself and your mind right in the beginning of 2020. It's more important if you're a person that it's a week into 2020 and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even figure out what my resolution is. What is my goal? Okay, I've got a new goal for you. Let's figure out the inside so that when we figure out what we want for the outside, or when we achieve the things that we want on the outside, we're going to feel happy. And more importantly, when we don't achieve those things, or when we're on the way to achieving those things, we are going to be in a state of joy and we're going to be living life, not waiting, not deferring happiness, all of those things that we've talked about on this podcast before. Okay, so let's get started with the first piece of this chapter that jumped out at me. So I was driving on my way to my cousin's wedding and I picked out this chapter because I knew it was something on, I'm really obsessed with like the whole internal state. I'm really obsessed with happiness and joy and how to find that regardless of the things that happen on the outside. And I always have been obsessed with it, which is why the Live Fully brand was born. So he says, I love this line. A lot of people dream big, but never get started. Isn't that the truth? Okay. We've all got these humongous dreams and goals and everything that we've made for 2020 and the decade of all of the 20s. It's crazy to think that we're like living through the 20s ourselves. But getting started, is that not the roadblock for all of us? And sometimes January 1st, it seems like, oh, that's our getting started point. But I feel like sometimes that's a forced start for a lot of people. And they're getting started because everybody else is getting started. And they didn't really get their mind around their why. They didn't really get their mind around everything inside that's going to make them really enjoy that thing once they achieve it. So another line in this book, it said something like, if you master the external world without mastering the internal world, you can never find lasting happiness. And that is such a true line.
So I want you right now to think of your internal state, specifically the things that you struggle with. Are you a person that has a lot of anxiety or stress or worry? I'm a person that sometimes can call myself someone that gets stressed out a lot, and I can be really anxious over things. And I've talked about it before. It's like when your blessings become your burdens, it's over like great things like my children and my work, and stress or anxiety or being overwhelmed. You never think of being stressed or being overwhelmed as suffering. You think, I'm an achiever, I'm a mom, I'm a businesswoman. These are things that just come with the territory. Well, I'm here to tell you, yes, they do, I think, come with the territory, but they can be changed. And we can at least attempt to dramatically change these things in 2020. That is my number one resolution for the new year, and something that, you know, I wanted to start this new year talking about because it is so important. Because we cannot waste our lives away feeling stressed and overwhelmed about the things that we wanted in the first place. So this was just a really important thing to me because it just screams the live fully message. Because like once our lives are full, then what? Okay? Then what? Because I'm a person that's filling my dang cup up and it's like blessing after blessing and it's awesome. But if I don't control my own mind, I might as well not even have these things.
Let me tell y'all about something that my family has used for years. HelloFresh is a meal delivery service with farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy and fun and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. From the planning to the shopping to the prep to actually getting everyone to enjoy what you made, family dinners can be stressful. HelloFresh gets it. They make it easy by delivering fresh ingredients and picky eater approved recipes right to your door each week. My pickiest eater would probably be my oldest child, Ford, and he even loves HelloFresh meals when we make them. Back to school season comes with a lot. It means shopping, after school activities, and a lot less free time. So skip the meal planning and grocery store runs with nutritious and delicious meals from HelloFresh. Y'all know that we are all about convenience and ease around here, and HelloFresh makes our lives so easy by making cooking enjoyable for the whole family. And let me tell you about a great offer that they are offering my listeners. For a limited time, kids eat free. So go to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids to unlock this exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while the subscription is active. That's free kids meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids. If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now.
So I would like to give a quick shout out to our sponsor today, Smart Cups. You guys hear us talk about this a lot because we love them that much. They are these amazing printed energy drinks. You literally pour water into this cup that is printed on the bottom and it turns into a fantastic energy drink. 0 points on Weight Watchers, might I mention, now that you guys know about my Weight Watchers partnership. It is just the best energy. We never crash from it, and it's a really huge part of our day-to-day. We love them so much. So you can go to smartcups.com and enter the code Mallory20 for a discount. So if you have not tried them, try them now. It's a great way to start your new year. Another thing that really jumped out at me that I really, really love also was the state you're in is a result of the last thought that you thought. So if you, like me, think a lot of days, I've got so much to do, I'm so overwhelmed, my cup is completely full, my plate is completely full, whatever piece of dinnerware you want to compare your life to, it's full of something. And if you are constantly thinking that all day, that's the state you're in. So as life comes at you and happens to you, as your child comes home and has had a bad day, you're going to react from that state. Okay, if you can change it around like I've been trying to do and say, oh my gosh, here I am standing in the middle of my dreams. I've got two children. I always wanted children. Look at how sweet they are. Yeah, they're wild. But I am super grateful for these children. Yes, these days are total madness. But it is a beautiful kind of wild, and I'm going to accept it as that versus I can never get anything done because these kids are so out of control. Trying to change your thoughts is really going to help you to remain in a better state. So that's a really easy way to think about it. Think of your last thought. Think of the last thought that you had before you turned on this podcast. Think about it right now. And think about how that then can lead to this state that you're in throughout your day. So, you know, just me, during this day that I've had today, I've had so many different thoughts. And I've been overwhelmed at a couple times in the day. I've been super happy and like overjoyed and super just grateful. And I can tell you my life was totally different during the hours where my last thought was something of gratitude versus, oh my gosh, I've got to unpack all this stuff. And why do we have all this stuff? I got to throw away these toys and I got to declutter these closets. It just totally changes my world when I can change my thoughts. So that's a really easy one. The last thought that you have will determine your state. So control those thoughts this week. Just try it 1 week at a time. That's why I do a podcast every Monday. You know, whenever I was starting the Live Fully podcast, I thought, do we need one episode a week? Do we need two episodes a week? Do we need two episodes a month? And then I thought, no, a week, I feel like I can try something. I feel like I can be inspired on a Monday and I can try and really carry it through my week. It's a challenge to carry something through a week, but it's doable. So I want you to really try and control and be conscious of the last thought that you have and notice how it can really affect your state and try and make that last thought a good thought. So another thing that I talk a lot about because it's something that I feel like I did in my life was like when you're living your life kind of on cruise control, you're almost like unconscious. So there was a line also in this chapter that said something like, most people make unconscious decisions based on habits or the path of least resistance, and this results in a life full of stress and anxiety. This is just basically not choosing your life, not choosing to live fully, not choosing to check into your life to realize like what are the things that have to change to make my life look like something different this year. And I thought that that was so true because we all have these habits. I have so many habits and so many habits that I constantly try and change. And you can just live your life on cruise control. And life starts happening to us. We're unconsciously making these decisions based on everything that we've just done before. And we have no control over our life. So therefore, it's full of so much stress and so much anxiety. So something else, if you're a person that feels like you've just been kind of sitting back and just letting your life happen, A, if you're listening to this podcast, you're seeking something different. So that's the first step, is realizing you want something more. And then step number two is you have to then realize like what are these habits? You know, what are the habits that are getting in your way? Is it because you've got to think about those things? I think that, you know, before you make a resolution or a goal, you have to really take a look at your current state. You've got to really look at your life right now. And every single person in the world says, oh, I want to lose weight and I want to get healthier. Not every single person, but a lot of people. But they would really set themselves up for success if they looked at their lives and they were like, you know what? I'm spending like 4.5 hours every day sitting on my couch watching TV. Maybe I need to break the habit of sloth. Maybe laziness is what I need to focus on. And I need to find a passion or something to jog my mind, something to get me up off of the couch and want to be healthy again and want to lose weight. I think that starting to look at our habits and the unconscious way that we're living our lives is a really amazing way to start the path to improvement and the path to betterment. And I want all of you listening and all of you, especially all of you guys who keep tuning in, I want every single one of us by the end of 2020, I want every single one of us by like a third of the way through 2020. To really feel like we're in an elevated state, to really feel like, you know what, no matter where I'm at on my vision board, on my list of goals, on all these things that I want to bring into my life and manifest, regardless of where I'm at in that journey, I'm still feeling pretty dang good. And in my opinion, the state thing, sometimes it's a little bit easier to achieve than some of these goals. And what's pretty wonderful about it is that while you're on your way to your goals, you're not wasting your life away, deferring your happiness. You're feeling joy. You're feeling contentment. You're present and amazing for your family and for your friends on your way. You know, it's all just this, it really is. It's so cliche, but it's all a journey. So that is one of the things that I want to challenge you guys to do is let's change our daily states. Let's try and figure out those habits and those unconscious things that we're doing that are wrecking our well-being. And then once you feel like, you know what, I'm feeling a little bit better day to day, I'm improving in these areas that I feel like are really holding me back. And now I can see clearly, like, what are the things that I actually want to achieve and what is the life that I want to build for myself? And then you can get to building it. Because it seems to me a little bit off. And I've been guilty of it before. I've thrown a resolution out there and I've chosen something that I want to do without any resemblance of a why besides that I want this resolution. And I didn't think about where am I at in life and what are the things that are going to stand in my way of achieving this, or what are the things that are standing in my way of achieving happiness and joy in my life until I get to this. And then I fail. So that's why I just wanted to take a moment to talk about this. I just really, really loved a chapter in this book and it jogged my mind on something that I'm really passionate about, which is living your life to the fullest every day, regardless where you're at. And I know a lot of people, they get a couple weeks into a resolution and they feel defeated because they've already slipped up a couple times. And that just puts them in a worse state. Because then they're thinking, I can never do anything. I can never follow through on anything. I'm guilty of that. And then that just puts us in a worse state. I really believe that if we can figure out our thoughts, if we can elevate the way that we feel every day, if we can take a real hard look at our habits and the things that are standing in our way, we can really achieve some pretty amazing things. We can really make resolutions work. If you want to call them resolutions, if you want to call them goals, if you just want to call them things that we want to manifest in our life, you're going to have a heck of a lot better time achieving these types of things if you go about it like that. I just know this from experience. And as a person who's been setting goals for several decades now, this is the way that I've made my goals actually work. It's when I'm in a better state day to day. And even more important, on the way to those things, I'm still living my life to the fullest. And that's something that I feel like is overlooked in all of the talk about resolutions and all of the talk about like new year, new me. It's let's look at the me that is currently the me and let's actually think about how can I make this resolution work this time? So I just wanted to talk about this because this is something that I'm super passionate about. And because when I heard some of these new concepts in this chapter, it just really inspired me to talk about resolutions in a little bit of a different way. Because what I want for all of us is to live our lives day to day to the very fullest. And I think this is a good start at doing that. So don't toss your resolutions totally out the window just yet, but take a step back and really assess yourself, assess where you're at in life right now, and assess those things that are standing in your way. And I will be with you on this journey through 2020, hopefully bringing you guys some amazing inspiration in your journey to do this and bringing on some pretty awesome guests onto the podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening to this. Thank you for taking this journey alongside me. And I am psyched for this new decade. So thank you for joining me on this podcast today. Tune in next Monday for more.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.